I'm Steve Miller reporting. Foreign Minister Taro Kono said Japan and South Korea agreed Monday that maximum pressure must be maintained on North Korea until it takes action towards addressing concerns about its nuclear weapons and missile programs.
We agreed that we should continue to apply maximum pressure on North Korea until it results in not only in words, but also concrete action.
Kono told reporters after a meeting with South Korea's National Intelligence Service Chief, Sahun, that Japan would be willing to provide money for International Atomic Energy Agency inspections if needed. A Bangladeshi airliner with 71 people on board crashed on Monday while attempting to land in Nepal. At least 40 people have been killed. Julian Satterthwaite has more.
71 people, including four crew, were on board. Officials say 17 of them have been rescued. Images uploaded on social media showed plumes of smoke rising from the airport as firefighters raced to put out the blaze. The aircraft operated by US Bangla Airlines was flying from the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka. Mountainous Nepal is notorious for air accidents, and small aircraft often run into trouble at provincial airstrips.
That's reporter Julian Satterthwaite. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to speak Monday about the poisoning of a Russian spy, amid speculation that she will blame Russia for the attack. The Kremlin has denied allegations of any involvement in the attack. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United States pushed the United Nations Security Council on Monday to demand a ceasefire in Damascus and rebel-held eastern Ghouta, where Syrian